is hard for me, but it's harder, you know, when you don't have people to back you up and praise all the musical instruments, et cetera, et cetera. But when I started my ministry, I told people this before, we didn't have nothing but cymbals. I didn't have no organ and no piano for years. Didn't even think about it. And God moved. Yeah, he did. Am I right, Tawana? God moved. I mean, he moved. You hear me? We saw people's hearts get healed. We saw a man come in our church one time. He needed a triple bypass. I don't know if Dad was there that night. Was you that night? So, who was there that night? Praise God, you remember. And he came up for prayer for his wife. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my in his ear. He said, lay your hands upon his heart. And all I did was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't got to know the Bible from A to Z, though you should know the word. Just stay in a place where God can use you. Because he looking down to see, can he talk to somebody now? See, can he get people to do something that he won't done? God is not concerned about all this stuff churches are doing. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you. So if you come here to think you're going to have the mimes here, I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I turned on the channel last night, a brother that I know well, and he had a mime on it, you know, with the white stuff on their face. You're at the wrong place. Ain't going to be. Not long as I'm living. And I got a few more years, so don't y'all think I'm going to be here. I'm just not going that way. I don't want that junk. They didn't have it 50 years ago, and people got saved and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I think God is the same. Well, you got to go in. No, you don't. All the church need to go get the power of God back in the church. All they need to get to go with Tina's eyes and lay her hand on Tina's blinded eyes and lay his hand on his withered hand. Don't tell me you ain't going to get people to come in. Now, if you don't do that, yeah, you're going to have to get the mimes and everything else to get people in the church. Come on now. You know, the churches are full now. They, yes, I looked, I said, oh, God. I was so heartbroken, I didn't know what to do. This brother I've been knowing for years. I was his Sunday school teacher. And I said, oh, Lord. Lord, help us. Amen. We don't have to go into the world to help the young folks. The young folks want reality just like you do. All they want to do is see a real Jesus. And they want to see the Jesus when they pick the Bible up, they read about he did this and that. They want to see that Jesus. That's all they want to see. They ain't worried about, you know, you coming in with handkerchiefs and dancing. They ain't worried about all that. They do that in the world. Come on now. I don't want to come in the church and come in the world in the church. I'm not seeking that. I'm just letting y'all know 2014 to get y'all straight. I want to see God move. The church is simply a place we come. We're the church, by the way. But when we come into this building, we get together, and all of a sudden something ought to happen, child. You get enough of us together, oh, my God. We ought to be able to tear Westfield down. Come on now. But we got to get our minds right. So you can't have your mind out there and then try to come in here together and worship and get something done. Amen. Turn around again and say, I heard what she said. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You may be seated. I know that you're here for a purpose. Every one of you that have come, you're here for a purpose. And I pray that the Lord will meet the need that you came for. I had many things on my heart and my mind to say. Many things. We'll take the offering. You know what? My people get so mad at me about this. Some will be nice. Let's take the offering. Because when they have to stay too long to count the money afterward, you know, people be waiting on blowing the horns and stuff. You know? Somebody give me a song. We're going to take the offering. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody come. Hallelujah. What happened? Oh, don't worry about it. We'll do it next week. Good grief. Hallelujah. The goodness of Jesus. Yes. Thank you. And all he has done for me. You know my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. You know my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me, keeping me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. You know my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for keeping me, loving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. You know my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and all he has done for me, you know my soul cries out, hallelujah, for loving me. Praise God for loving me. Don't you thank him for loving you? Woo, when you think of his goodness, woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise him for loving us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, I was nice. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray for each other and do pray for me. Praise the Lord. Lord, I just thank you. I really appreciate the Lord. To me, this is an opportunity to serve the Lord like this. It's just wonderful. When somebody was asking me about being a minister, I said, God gives you the grace to be a minister. You can't do nothing without the grace of God. Amen. I say so. You know, if I had to preach to 2,000, I would have the grace to do it. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't really look at it like that. I just ask God to just help me, you know, to be able to bless his people. Because to me, for him to minister to you in your hearts, that's my prayer, that I can minister to the heart of man. Because just ministering to, you know, what I see on the outside is not good. Because reading a lot of books and stuff like that, you can look at people if they got darkness under their eyes, something wrong with the kidneys, no doubt, or something like that. And, you know, but I want God. I want to be able to help God's people. That's all. I pray for that constantly. Lord, I want to help your people. I want to be able to stand in this pulpit and give them something that's new, ain't microwaved, ain't been in the freezer. I want to give something right, you know, like the manna from heaven. You know, and that's where it should be when we go to church or to the house of the Lord. I'm so glad to see you young people in the church. Y'all, clap your hands for these young folks. That's wonderful. That's Emma and all y'all back there. We're working hard to get our Sunday school started. You know, we're going to do this year. I don't care what y'all say. I just hear you. We're going to get them rooms back there done. We're getting ready to put in some bookshelves all the way across that room to put her books, if we have whatever. We are getting this the rooms ready for classes, because I feel like young people need teaching, old people need teaching, men need teaching, women need teaching. We need teaching. You know, we've been preached that enough. We need to be taught. I want to go into 1 Corinthians. I want to say this. I had three things on my mind. I'm going to end up preaching this, but I had three things that I was thinking about that the Lord was doing this week. I was thinking about the favor of God, how he showed up on this church last year. So much favor that he gave us. and how wonderful it is to have the favor of God. That's great. Great. Okay. That's wonderful. Then I thought about standing, and I thought about other things. But I said, Lord, we need to stand. I say it's getting a little rocky. People don't, you know, like I say, this week, this person was in my presence, and I thought everything was okay. You know what I'm saying? I never thought in my least thinking that things were like they were. And I was concerned about the way I was. I said, Lord, you help me. Praise the Lord. So a lot of times when your brother and sister greet you, let's pray enough where we can feel their what they need. You pray enough, God will tell you. Yeah, he will. Yes, he will. You know what I mean? So they told me, say, I thought you knew because you asked me one time such and such. I said, yeah, but I want to ask you for that reason. You know, I didn't know nothing. You know, praise the Lord. I had something else in mind. So I just want you to pray one for another, and let us pray this year and do what you said. I know you don't had a lot of things you want to do for God. You promised him a lot of things last year. Come on now. So let's do them this year. Say, Lord, you know, I didn't get that done yet. And I told you last year I was going to do that. And here's it is of 2014. You ain't done it yet. So you're going to accomplish it this year. Lord, help me to accomplish what I promised you. You know, I know God knows, and you know, he's so good. I said, God is so good. I've thought about, I've seen a lot of things in my time and in my day, a lot of stuff, especially now. And I see God. He just loves us so much. And I think people take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? Just because he don't knock you down now, he'll get to you soon. But I said, Lord, you help me. Don't take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? All we do, we come to church, is we won't. And I had another mission on So y'all got a lot coming this year. Put it in my archive so that I get right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 16 chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I looked at the apostles, Peter and Paul, which is my favorite. Well, you know, I ain't know Paul, but I do love him. I love him because he was just what he believed in. And I'm going to restart at the 8th verse, but he said number 16 and 8, but I would tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. They had many adversaries. You have adversaries, and you think you got adversaries? We don't have nothing according to. If you read this Bible, you feel like, Lord, where am I? You know, praise the Lord, because he had many adversaries. Now, if Timotheus come, see that ye may be with See that he may be with you without fear. For he worketh the work of the Lord as I also have. He was a young man. And you know how people are. You know, you come to the church if you ain't what they think you ought to be or looking like you think you ought to look or coming from the same place you know. Yeah, but I told you about that. Praise the Lord. You know, we got to get over that stuff. Come on, children. I hope we get over that stuff. Over them tags. I'm telling you. I hope we get over them tags. I hope we get old tags. I told y'all one time this brother, I had known this brother for years. I mean, worked with him. He come to the church and, you know, worked with us and had a ministry and everything like that. And so we just got around to talking about, we never talked about it. I don't know. We just loved each other so much. Praise the Lord. And so one day he say, you know, brother so-and-so, he ain't won this. I said, oh. I ain't never heard one until I came to Missouri, did, by the way. I didn't never know nothing about that. I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about us. And so he said, Sister Davis, you won this? Now, I've been knowing this man about 5 years. As much as he had prayed with us and went through with us and everything, I said, brother. He said, well, I've been knowing you. I said, you love me? He said, yeah. I said, what difference does it make? Well, I'm oneness, twosies, threesies. Is that going to change your feeling for me? You understand what I'm saying? We over that, ain't we? Ooh, come on now. Oh, what are you? You Catholic? You what is you? Unitarian? You said, come on now. It's one God, one faith, and one baptism. Is that what the Lord says? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know we got this whole thing about, you know, I come from a holiness church, and boy, my holiness people, they were, ooh-wee, pass. They didn't think nobody else that would have belonged to another church had nothing. Y'all don't think like that, do you? Children of God, we ain't going to get nowhere until we stop that thinking. That stinking thinking. Now, we ain't been all raised alike. We don't all believe alike. But one thing we believe on is our Lord. And that should, you know, do something for us. Whether we believe that you're supposed to do it this way or do it that way or do it that way, you're going to hell if you do it this way. Lord have mercy. Help us, Lord. He said, now, I'm going, and he said, now, Timothy is young, but you all now don't make him feel bad about coming. See that you be with him, let him be without fear. He don't want to have to be sitting there, y'all acting crazy now. Y'all receive this man. Let no man therefore despise him, he said, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren, because he's going to come after he leave you, he's coming. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come with you, with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have plenty of time. I'm getting there. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. That is what I want to say today out of this. He said, let all things be done with love or charity. But he said, watch. Let us watch. Let us stand fast in the faith. Put on, hallelujah, what we need to fight with. Quit you like, stand up. You know, the Bible says stand means to remain erect. To stand means to be standing. Hallelujah. I tell Elliot all the time when I talk to him, I say, be strong in the Lord. You know, stand in the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Very familiar scripture. Praise the Lord. Listen. The Lord told me this year, this is our season. Now, if I preach on that, people be over the seas. But to have your season, you're going to have to be ready. You're going to have to be standing. You say, Lord, Sister Dave says it's my season. How come I didn't get so-and-so? How come this didn't happen? You got your season coming, but in your season, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You just because it's your season, that don't mean that God going to just run down and do all this. Come on here now. You're going to still have to be obeying him and standing like you're supposed to stand. So he said in the scripture, he said, finally, my brother, and this is Paul's teaching to the Ephesian church. He said, be strong in the Lord. Say, be strong. And in the power of his might. He's telling us that we got to do the first things first. We got to do the first things first. Amen. This is our season. This is our season. This is our season. I know it's our season. Praise God. Fact of being, our season started last year. But we're going to catch up. Amen. I never seen God. God did things last year that I can't wrap my mind around. But God is going to do things for his people that you can't wrap your mind around. But I don't want you to get caught up in that stuff and leave what you're supposed to do to get yourself ready to meet the Lord. See, because you can get caught up in that. You get caught up in miracles, caught up in what God is doing. You get caught up in that stuff. And it's wonderful what he does. He do signs, he do wonders, he do miracles, and he want to. But he don't want you to get caught up in. You know, when the children of Israel would come out of their trials and he would take them to another land, soon as they got to where they was eating milk and honey, and everything was fine. Oh, my God, there it went. Children, we don't want to be like that. We want to still stand. You understand what I'm saying? You have to stand still. You got to stand. He said, finally, my brother, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're going to have a good year. I'm looking for a good year this year. Let me see y'all looking for a good year. I'm really looking for a wonderful year this year. Praise the Lord for God to do some things for me I hope I can preach this, that he done said he going to do, but I ain't going to let my guard down and go back the other way just because I'm thinking, well, he say he going to do such and such thing. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, he gave Christopher's a car. Jesus. Ain't that something? He did. Oh, he paid off Al's bill. My time coming. Now you sitting up there waiting for your time to come. Praise the Lord. And you letting everything else go. Come on. Oh, I'm trying to tell you something right here. I'm trying to tell you something. Don't do it. Stay strong in the Lord. Because no matter if your time coming, the devil ain't going to lay down. No, he ain't laying down. He said, put on the whole armor, he said, of God, that you're going to be able to stand against the devil, because he ain't going to stop just because this is our season. This is my season. This is my season. Let me tell you what happened. This last week, this is new, so I tell you. We was at the church, we came Friday night, sister, and the Lord had told me, said, this is your season. I said, yeah, Lord, in prayer. This is my season. Praise the Lord. This is my season. So I got up and I clicked on, and I don't never hardly look at this man. This man that always on the high thing. But he said, this is your season. I said, well, Lord. Then I snapped on Brother Benny here, and I look at him sometime. And he said, this is your season. I said, oh, Lord, I know I done heard from you. He said, this is your season. So I came to church Friday night. I ain't going to tell who did it. I ain't telling that. I came to church Friday night, and somebody handed me an envelope. Said, this is for you. Hallelujah. Big blessing in the child. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, what you don't know is you answering what God done told me. Now, it ain't just for money. Come on now. We need more than money. This just happened to be money, though, by the way. This is your season. I said, this is your season. This is the time that God is going to really bless you. But while he blessing you now, you're going to be still standing. While he blessing you, don't you get all caught up in these blessings. Israel did that. Don't get caught up in the blessings. Because it's time to get ready for the coming of the Lord. You know, we get caught up and then we, you know, just get to shouting and carrying on and then the other stuff. Y'all stand with me. Be strong in the Lord. He said, put on the whole armor. So while your season coming, put on the whole armor. While your season, because this is your season. Praise it. You know what? Oh, what it, brother? Brother, come here, brother. You, John, don't be looking back. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all believe it? This is your season. Hard. It's been hard for you. And it's still hard. It's still hard. Those things that we've been praying ain't come really in fruition. Ain't really just come to pass yet. Praise the Lord. But God going to move for you. He going to move for you because you John. He going to move for you because this is your season. Well, let me tell y'all something. If y'all would just do what God tell you to do. If you just do what he tell you to do. Look, do what he tell you to do. Don't ever let him be last. He's always first. Don't get your check and pay off all your bills and say, nah, this is left over here. I'm telling you something that I know. Boy, I'm over 70. Look, I'm telling you something that me and Ernest went through. We learned it, and I got to tell you what's right. I'm going to tell you, God will bless your shoelaces off. God will bless your shoelaces off. And it's simple. Just keep his word. And maybe you can't do it. Maybe you say, Lord, I know that my tithe is supposed to be $50. I ain't got no $50. I got to pay thus and thus. It's hard. It takes faith. It takes faith. But I'd do something. I would not let God be last. He would be first in my life. Let it be first. You go in peace. Let God be first. And I'm glad to see him. You see him come to church this morning. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad you came this morning. And yes, Lord. And God is going to bless you. He's going to bless your shoelaces off. You're going to be able to testify. You're going to testify. You got some testimonies now. You just ain't told nobody. You know, God been really blessing you when he saved you and that baby. You know, he had an accident with the baby in the car. And he come out without a scratch. God's been blessing you. But you start blessing God now. You bless him. Yeah, he don't need nothing now. He don't need your little stinking stuff. You know, he don't need that. God, you know, he got gold streets paved with gold. Now look, paving the streets with gold, please. And all his foundations got all these jewels. He don't need us. He don't need our money. He don't need nothing. If he was hungry, he said he wouldn't tell you. Amen. You go in peace, son. I just feel like this is your time. This is your time. This is your time. I'm going to tell y'all all ought to get glad because this is our season. I'm telling you now, this is your season. But that don't mean you're going to go sit down and ain't going to do what God done told you to do. That's what I'm trying to get to you. Because when people get blessed, they go crazy. You know, they act just like they ain't got a bit of wit when you bless them. Good Lord. Put on the whole armor, he said, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because the devil is not going to quit. Amen. He said, listen, because you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood you wrestle against, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. Listen to that. Withstand. Withstand. In the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. I done all I can do. Stand. I don't know what else to do. Stand. Oh, my God. If people just do what God, you know, if people do, he don't ask us to do much. But we need to stand. We need to stand. You know, a lot of people not going through, I know, with the money thing and the jobs are bad and this kind of thing. And that's mostly, you know, a lot of that is going on now. People losing their jobs and people closing down factories, and it's a mess. But God ain't closed down heaven. Heaven's still open and still doing business. Yeah, still doing business. After my husband got to be a finisher, you know, wasn't a lot of us in there, but he got to be a finisher. And I thought about this morning, that how we built that house. You built the house. Right? Everything we needed. And it's, I'm going to build my children a house, a 5-bedroom house for my kids. You stay home, take care of the children. He always told me that. You stay home, take care of the kids, raise the children. And he built the house. We tore down your station up there. Your train station you had up there. It's in my house. I told the man when he put it in the paper, I said, I think the man paid you to tear it down, didn't he? Paid him to tear the station. Come on now. Paid him to tear down the station. And I thought about everything we wanted. But I'm going to tell you, I had nine or 10 kids. I don't know if I had the 10th one then. Probably did. We was building the house. Amen. And God just taught us to do right. He just taught us to give, to do right. You know, in the wintertime, we had to, you know, save our money to live across the winter because we wasn't like the grasshopper. The grasshopper, you know, eat up everything in the summertime. In the wintertime, he ain't got nothing. He died. But we went to the ant. And we considered his ways, and we were wise. And so when wintertime come, nobody knew it was winter. My kids say they thought we were rich. No, we weren't rich. We weren't rich, but we were rich in God. I said we were rich in God, and God just blessed us to no end. I'm telling you, we had doors in our house. A man that gave us doors that was worth. I went to get the lock put on the door, the little thing to go in there. And the man said, "What in the world did you get this dough from?" He said, "Do you know?" I said, "I don't know. Somebody gave us two of them. We had two of them, you know. Everything we wanted, I could write a book. I could just write a book about the goodness, how God moved. I mean, it was just miracles. Everything, the tubs and we would find an ad in the paper. Everything we needed. It was, the Lord built that house. Ernest did the work on it, but God built that house. He put it up and nailed it up. And I want to tell this, Dad. I won't tell too much. But But I remember when you was putting on the roof, you were saying about the valley line. He said, I don't know about this valley line. Because his father also built. They built a home down home. And I think he must have prayed. Because the Lord showed him how to put the valley line in that house. It's right up on the hill you go. You think that Fritcher built it. But Ernest Davis built it. And I just thank the Lord for that. We raised our children there. We had a garden. We had hogs. We had pigs. We had cows. Learn how to milk a cow over there, girl. This girl from Michigan. Amen. God. And I said, Lord, it's got to be you. Children, listen to me. It's got to be you. You put God first. I said, put him first. Pay your tithes and give your offerings. And I'm not trying to listen. This church is being taken care of good. We did not have church the first Sunday. So we didn't get no money. Our note was due $1,315 on the 5th. It is taken out of our account automatically. But we had enough money in there and over to pay the note. This is not hallelujah. This is not a big church. But God takes care of this church. I said, God takes care. So I can't really say, God, I said, Lord, you've been good. And I've been praising him for it. You better believe it. I said, Lord, I praise you for this. I pray. Nobody says they tithes through the mail. No, it be in there. And God, we don't take, people think, I guess we take up. No, but it's not true. Now, like this little bitty audience right here, I guarantee you it's way a lot. I don't know where the money come from. I go in there sometimes, be 15 people here, and it be $2,000. I say, what? I don't get to the place where God is so good. I say, God, we got people that's out, don't even come to this church, take care of this church. We got people that don't even come here. I never seen your son. But he's been very good to us. And I wrote and told him, but I thank him. Now, that's the reason he did that. He said, get this to Sister Davis. Ain't that wonderful? You got, it's something called favor. Say favor. When God give you his favor, girl, that's more than the hitting the lottery if you get the favor of God. It's more than anything. I say it's more than anything. God give you favor. I say when God give you favor, the boss can't do nothing to you. No. You'll be getting promotions when everybody else getting demoted. You be promoted. When God, listen, you're talking about God. He's your father. And when he, I'm telling you, woo, when you let him be your father and you do what he tell you to do, you know what? Aren't you better with your kids when they mine? You just got older kids. You tell them, said, take the garbage out on Thursday. And then Thursday, the garbage sitting over there. And you say, Jimmy, why don't you take the garbage out? But if Thursday the garbage is out and maybe it's swept around too, you say, whoa, boy, look at that. It make you feel good, don't it? It make you feel good when your children obey. Well, it makes him feel good when we obey. When we obey him, it makes him feel good. You want to make him feel good? Obey him. I say, just obey him. No, I ain't going to do this because the Lord say don't do it. Jesus say don't do this. Jesus did this, so I want to do it. Am I making sense? I'm making sense. It don't need us to just keep on coming to church. Come on now. God want us to grow. He want us to be Christians. Amen? My baby done got over on his hands now. He done did one of these things. What's she getting ready to say? Let me see now. I like that. I really do. I've been knowing these children. I guess I brought them into the world. When you done all to stand, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to let you go. That's 1 Thessalonians 3. 3. And 7. Listen to this. Therefore, brethren, we were confident over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, If ye stand fast in the Lord. Now, he said, if you stand fast. Paul and the people that of that day, they prayed for God's people. Paul was an apostle who cared a lot about God's people. He wanted them to be whole and doing what God had told him to do. You remember another scripture, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. You need to read into this. I mean, these were men of God that loved God and loved God's people. And we got to have pastors. The Lord said he's going to give us pastors after his own heart. It's going to lead and guide us. Your pastor should be somebody that's going to, praise God, whip you when you need it. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. Feed you some ice cream when you need that. Yeah. Give you a steak when you need that. Yeah. And that's why the Lord said, obey them. They have rule over you. Obey them and do what they say, because God speaks to them, they speak to you. But you have a lot of people, you know, they get smarter than the pastor. I ain't doing nothing. You know, Sister David's just too old. She got these old ways, you know, foot. This ain't way back yonder when she was. This is 2014. Don't she understand that young people, so and so on? I understand young people completely. Because Jesus didn't change because he had young folks. You know, children was there when Jesus, come on now. He called children up. The Bible says he set a child in front of this to him. And he told him, except you come as this little child. You remember when he was talking to the disciples? We just got to have, and that is our verse. So he had children in his congregation. He didn't change nothing. Amen. I know what we need, children of God. We need Jesus. A good dose of Jesus. We have prayer in the church at 10:30. Let's get back to really being, you know, let's come in and really pray. Let's really pray. I'm going to do better too. We're going to pray. 10:30, let's pray in our church. I know that was a skip, but just do that. Praise the Lord. Let me find you crying out to God, because we need it. We need to cry out to God. Hallelujah. What Paul was saying about attaining to perfection. He said, I had not already attained. I said, whoa. Goodness gracious. He said, but I press after. I'm pressing. Hallelujah. I'm pressing for that high call in God. I'm pressing for what I need. Come on, we need to press for what God has told us he wants us to do. Praise the Lord and be pressing toward that. Quit trying to press for hers. You press for what God gave you. You know, people just trying to, don't do that. You press for what God told you to do. He gave all of us something to do. If you may say, well, it's just a little, the little things is what count. It's the things that's under there that people don't see. The people that don't know nothing about nobody. You know, it's them little people that's get things done. Amen. You know, I love you. I want to see us grow. You notice I said us. Us. I want to see us grow in 2014. I said, Lord, we just got to press toward what we want. Let us not be discouraged. Keep your head up. Stand on God. Keep his word to the best of your ability. Don't use it as a menu. I take two of them. I don't like that. Take five of them. You know, don't use it as a menu. His word is not a menu. He mean what he say. He mean what he say. We're going to be studying a lot this year about law and grace and the things that God been teaching me about the law and about grace, how you can't mix them. I really thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. But the law is good and the law is holy. Amen. We're going to study some of that. Amen. So God bless you is my prayer. We was going to have the communion, but Bridget said that the grape juice had mold on it. She ain't going to use none of that, you know. So we didn't have communion the first Sunday, so we'll have it next Sunday. I'm so glad to see you all got off of work. I'm always glad to see all of you. Brenda and all of you, I'm happy to see you in the house of God. I tell people, be in the house of God. Something happens in the house of the Lord. Something happened to you today. You may not feel it, but it did. Amen. It encourages you. Being around your brothers and sisters is strength. Amen. It's just strength. I want you to get up at this time and go shake each other's hand and just love on some people. Come on. And just say, well, oh, glad to see you. Glad to, you know, just, oh, hallelujah. Glad to see you today. Praise the Lord.